Welcome to the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission's 2020-2021 Information Digest, New Reg 1350, Volume 32. The digest was published in August 2020, and this is an abridged version in an audiobook format.
NRC at a glance. This section provides a snapshot of specific agency information and current activities as of July 2020. For the latest information, visit the NRC online at www.nrc.gov. 2020-2021 NRC at a glance. Mission statement. The NRC licenses and regulates the nation's civilian use of radioactive materials to provide reasonable assurance of adequate protection of public health and safety, to promote the common defense and security, and to protect the environment. The Commission. There are five NRC commissioners who serve staggered terms, with one term expiring on June 30th each year. Listed by seniority, the current commissioners are Chairman Christine L. Svinicki, whose term expires June 30th, 2022. Commissioner Jeff Barron, whose term expires in 2023. Commissioner Annie Caputo, whose term expires in 2021. Commissioner David A. Wright, whose term ends in 2025. Commissioner Christopher T. Hansen, whose term ends in 2024. Locations. Headquarters. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission headquarters is in Rockville, Maryland. There are four regional offices: Region 1 in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania; Region 2 in Atlanta, Georgia; Region 3 in Lyle, Illinois; and Region 4 in Arlington, Texas. The Headquarters Operations Center is in Rockville, Maryland. The NRC maintains a staffed 24-hour operations center that coordinates incident response with federal, state, tribal, and local agencies. Training and professional development. The Technical Training Center is located in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The Professional Development Center is located in Rockville, Maryland. Residence sites. At least two NRC resident inspectors who report to the appropriate regional office are located at each operating nuclear power plant site. NRC fiscal year 2020 budget. Total authority, $896 million. That's an $856 million enacted budget with $40 million carryover authority. Total authorized staff, 2,970 full-time equivalents. Estimated fees to be recovered, $728.1 million. Separate appropriation for the Office of the Inspector General, $13.3 million. Total research budget, $69 million. Reactor program, $52 million. New and advanced reactor licensing, $15 million. Materials and waste, $2 million. What does the NRC do? Regulation and guidance, rulemaking, policy making, licensing, decommissioning, and certification, research, oversight and enforcement, incident response, and emergency preparedness and response. NRC governing legislation. The NRC was established by the Energy Reorganization Act of 1974. The NRC's regulations are found in Title 10, Energy, of the Code of Federal Regulations. The text of some of the most significant laws that govern the regulatory process of the agency may be found in New Reg 0980, Nuclear Regulatory Legislation, which is available on the NRC website at www.nrc.gov. NRC by the numbers. U.S. electricity generated by commercial nuclear power. NRC licensed nuclear reactors generate about 19% of U.S. gross electricity, or about 807 billion kilowatt hours. Nuclear reactors. There are 94 commercial nuclear power reactors operating in 28 states at 56 sites. 63 are pressurized water reactors and 31 are boiling water reactors. There are four reactor fuel vendors, 23 parent operating companies, about 80 different designs, and about 6,814 total inspection hours at each operating reactor site in 2019. Licensees expected to shut down or not seek license renewal include: Exelon has announced its intention to permanently cease operation of Byron Units 1 and 2 by September 2021 and Dresden Units 2 and 3 by November 2021. Indian Point Unit 3, which is operated by Entergy Nuclear, will close by April 30, 2021. Palisades, also operated by Entergy Nuclear, will close by May 31, 2022. And Pacific Gas and Electric's Diablo Canyon Units 1 and 2 plan to close by November 2024 and August 2025, respectively. Reactor license renewal. Commercial power reactor operating licenses are valid for 40 years and may be renewed for additional 20-year terms. Thus far, 90 reactors were issued renewed licenses, including 8 reactors now permanently shut down. 8 reactors operate under their original licenses. Subsequent license renewal. Reactor operators can apply to renew plant licenses a second time. This is called subsequent license renewal and would allow plants to operate from 60 to 80 years. 4 reactors at 2 sites have been issued subsequent renewed licenses. 2 reactors at 1 site have subsequent license renewal applications under review. Another site with a total of 3 reactors has submitted letters of intent to request subsequent license renewal. 2 units at another site have also submitted subsequent license renewal applications, which are under review. Early site permits for new reactors. 6 early site permits have been issued to System Energy Resources Incorporated for the Grand Gulf site in Mississippi, to Exelon Generation Company, LLC for the Clinton site in Illinois, to Dominion Nuclear North Anna, LLC for the North Anna site in Virginia, to Southern Nuclear Operating Company for the Vogtle site in Georgia, to PSEG Power, LLC and PSEG Nuclear, LLC for a New Jersey site, and to the Tennessee Valley Authority for 2 or more small modular reactor modules at the Clinch River Nuclear site in Tennessee. Combined license, construction, and operating for new reactors. Since June 2007, the NRC has received and docketed 18 combined license applications, called COLs, for 28 new large water reactors. The NRC has also received and docketed a COL application for the Oklo Advanced Reactor. The NRC has suspended or canceled 10 COL application reviews at the request of the applicants for Bell Bend in Pennsylvania, Bellefonte in Alabama, Callaway in Missouri, Calvert Cliffs in Maryland, Comanche Peak in Texas, Grand Gulf in Mississippi, Nine Mile Point in New York, River Bend in Louisiana, Sharon Harris in North Carolina, and Victoria County Station in Texas. The NRC has issued COLs for 14 reactors at Fermi in Michigan, Levy County in Florida, North Anna in Virginia, South Texas Project in Texas, Turkey Point in Florida, VC Summer in South Carolina, Vogtle in Georgia, and W.S. Lee in South Carolina. At the licensee's request, 6 COLs have been terminated at 3 sites. Levy County Units 1 and 2 terminated on April 26, 2018. South Texas Project Units 3 and 4, which was terminated on July 12, 2018. And VC Summer Units 2 and 3, the application was terminated on March 6, 2019. 6 reactor design certifications have been issued for General Electric, Hitachi Nuclear Energy's ABWR, and the applicant's ESBWR. For the Westinghouse Electric Company's System 80 Plus, AP600, and the AP1000. And for the Korean Electric Power Corporation's APR 1400. 1 design certification application is under review for the new scale small modular reactor design, which has been issued a final safety evaluation report. 2 design certification applications for US EPR and US APWR are suspended at the request of the applicants. And 1 design certification renewal application is under review for the ABWR design. Non-power production and utilization facilities. Research and test reactors. There are 31 research and test or non-power reactors licensed to operate in 21 states. Medical radioisotope facilities. 2 medical radioisotope facilities are authorized for construction. Shine Medical Technologies, LLC in Janesville, Wisconsin, and Northwest Medical Isotopes, LLC in Columbia, Missouri. 1 operating license application is under review for Shine. Nuclear materials. Materials licensees. The NRC and the agreement states have 18,664 licensees for medical, academic, industrial, and general users of nuclear materials. The NRC regulates 2,209 licenses, while the 39 agreement states regulate 16,455 licenses. The agency issues approximately 2,000 new licenses, renewals, or amendments for existing materials licenses annually. The NRC conducts approximately 900 health and safety and security inspections of materials licensees each year.
Nuclear fuel cycle. There are 3 uranium recovery sites and 10 fuel cycle facilities licensed by the NRC. The fuel facilities include 1 uranium hexafluoride conversion facility currently in ready idle status, 5 uranium fuel fabrication facilities, 2 gas centrifuge uranium enrichment facilities, 1 operating and 1 with construction pending, 1 uranium enrichment laser separation facility with construction currently on hold, and 1 depleted uranium deconversion facility with a construction decision pending. The NRC issues about 50 fuel cycle facility licensing actions per year, including amendments, renewals, new licenses, as well as safety, environmental, and safeguards reviews. National Source Tracking System. The National Source Tracking System tracks more than 76,000 sources held by about 1,400 NRC and Agreement State licensees. About 52% of those sources are Category 1 and 48% are Category 2. The majority are cobalt-60, the most widely used isotope in large sources. Domestic safeguards. The NRC and the U.S. Department of Energy use the Nuclear Materials Management and Safeguard System to track transfers and inventories of source and special nuclear material. Licensees must report inventories, transfers, purchases, and sales, including import and export of these materials. More than 300 licensees report to the database, verifying their inventories at least annually, and it supports U.S. participation in the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. Radioactive waste. Low-level radioactive waste. When it comes to low-level radioactive waste, there are currently 10 regional compacts and 4 state-licensed disposal facilities. High-level radioactive waste management. Spent nuclear fuel storage. For high-level radioactive waste, there are 80 licenses for independent spent fuel storage installations in 35 states, including 15 site-specific licenses, 2 are licensed but have never been built or operated, and 65 general licenses. 2 applications are under review for consolidated interim nuclear fuel storage facilities in Andrews County, Texas, and in Lee County, New Mexico. Transportation. Principal licensing and inspection activities. About 1,000 transportation safety inspections at fuel, reactor, and materials licensees are conducted annually. The NRC also reviews about 50 to 70 new, renewed, or amended container design applications for the transport of nuclear materials each year. In addition, the agency reviews 150 license applications for the import and export of nuclear materials annually. More than 3 million packages of radioactive materials are shipped each year in the United States by road, rail, air, or water. That number represents less than 1% of the nation's yearly hazardous material shipments. Decommissioning. About 100 materials licenses are terminated each year, and the NRC's decommissioning program focuses on the termination of licenses that are not routine and require complex activities. There are 25 nuclear power reactors in various stages of decommissioning, including the reactor at the Duane Arnold plant, which shut down in August 2020. There are also 3 research and test reactors that are permanently shut down and in various stages of decommissioning. Other decommissioning sites in various stages include 11 complex materials sites, 2 fuel cycle facilities in partial decommissioning, and another undergoing decommissioning. There are also 5 NRC-licensed uranium recovery facilities in various stages of decommissioning. Security and emergency preparedness. Every 2 years, each operating nuclear power plant performs a full-scale emergency preparedness exercise inspected by the NRC and evaluated by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. Plants conduct additional emergency drills between full-scale exercises to maintain their preparedness and proficiency in responding to emergencies. The NRC spends about 15,000 hours a year scrutinizing security at nuclear power plants, including 8,000 hours of force-on-force inspections. Force-on-force inspections include mock attacks, and each plant has a force-on-force inspection every 3 years. The NRC has a comprehensive cybersecurity oversight program for power reactors, which includes routine inspections and requires licensees to isolate critical systems from the Internet. COVID-19. The NRC's response to the COVID-19 public health emergency began in March 2020, when it formed a task force to lead a coordinated agency-wide effort. That effort was focused on protecting employees, mitigating the spread of the virus at NRC work sites, and maintaining the agency's important safety and security mission. By April, about 98% of the agency workforce, including its inspectors, were successfully working remotely. The task force followed federal COVID-19 requirements, engaged with other federal agencies, developed agency-wide guidance and protocols, and communicated internally and externally through virtual meetings, social media, and other ways. Other NRC actions included developing COVID-19 guidance for nuclear power plant and materials licensees, as well as communicating with facilities to discuss staffing, operator licensing, reducing non-essential maintenance, fire brigade staff requirements, and other matters. The NRC also provided the industry information to expedite the review of temporary exemptions to work hour limits to help facilities meet minimum staffing requirements. In addition, the agency deferred invoicing for some fees and informed non-reactor licensees how they could request temporary relief from some agency requirements while maintaining safety. Other NRC actions during the COVID-19 emergency have included handling requests for temporary exemptions to some emergency exercise requirements and enforcement guidance on how the agency will examine potential COVID-19 related violations. The NRC also postponed some public meetings or reorganized them using teleconferences, video conferences, webinars, and other means. The agency adjusted inspection plans and schedules to protect NRC and licensee staff while effectively implementing the reactor oversight program. Planned inspections were reviewed to determine if any of the inspections could be performed remotely and how to perform on-site portions to minimize health risk. The NRC extended some public comment deadlines, considering specific impacts of the health emergency and the significance to the NRC's mission. The agency also created a new NRC e-learning initiative to help parents with children out of school and adults interested in learning more about science, nuclear technology, and the NRC.
Nuclear reactors. Power reactors. The NRC staff completed more than 1,400 licensing actions and other licensing tasks that support operating new and advanced reactors, including numerous actions related to the adoption of risk-informed initiatives, topical reports, and the safe transition of operating plants to decommissioning. The NRC issued a notice in the Federal Register of intended operations for Vogtle Unit 3 under 10 CFR.52 and continued the oversight of construction for Vogtle Units 3 and 4. The staff prepared a rulemaking plan to develop the regulatory infrastructure to support the licensing of advanced reactors. The staff completed the proposed rule for the emergency preparedness requirements for small modular reactors and other new technologies. The staff completed the acceptance review of a custom COL application for the Aurora microreactor submitted by Oklo, Inc. The staff issued the final safety evaluation report for the new scale small modular reactor DC application review. The staff issued the first interim staff guidance for an accident-tolerant fuel concept, chromium-coated cladding, and revised the associated project plan to detail the preparation strategy for increased fuel burnup and enrichment. The agency granted two subsequent license renewal applications for Turkey Point Units 3 and 4 and Peach Bottom Units 2 and 3 within the established 18-month review schedule, which is the first time the NRC has issued renewed licenses authorizing reactor operation from 60 to 80 years. The agency implemented various data analysis initiatives to enhance and modernize operating reactor workload management. The staff established the very low safety significance issue resolution process to enable issues with very low safety significance to be addressed promptly without excessive use of NRC and licensee resources. The staff completed all calendar year 2019 required inspection and assessment activities of the reactor oversight process. The agency submitted 10 reports to Congress, as required by the Nuclear Energy Innovation and Modernization Act, on various topics, including the licensing process for accident-tolerant fuel, research and test reactors, and advanced reactors, increasing the use of risk-informed and performance-based evaluation techniques for advanced reactors, and guidance on the examinations for baffle former bolts. The NRC issued the early site permit to the Tennessee Valley Authority for the Clinch River nuclear site located in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. The NRC issued the direct final rule to certify Korea Electric Power Corporation and Korea Hydro and Nuclear Powers APR 1400. The staff issued the final safety evaluation report for GE Hitachi ABWRDC renewal application, the first renewal that has been completed under 10 CFR.52. The staff completed 61 force-on-force inspections in Cycle 5, testing licensees' abilities to protect against the design basis threat. The agency completed 5 full implementation cybersecurity inspections. In the face of the COVID-19 public health emergency, the staff worked collaboratively with licensees to adjust the inspection schedule. In calendar year 2019, the agency conducted 180 baseline security inspections at operating power reactors and Category 1 fuel cycle facilities. The staff issued Revision 2 of New Reg 0654/FEMA-REP-1. Criteria for preparation and evaluation of radiological emergency response plans and preparedness in support of nuclear power plants. This revision, the first since 1980, was a multi-year effort involving considerable coordination with FEMA. The staff completed an evaluation of physical security inspections planned for Vogtle Units 3 and 4 and revised the inspection plan, resulting in an overall improvement in efficiency through increased synergies between 10 CFR.50 and 10 CFR.52 inspection activities. The agency completed a primary foreign ownership control or influence review and communicated proposed mitigation measures to Centrus Energy Corporation. The agency completed, in conjunction with FEMA, the first ever review and acceptance of an integrated public alert and warning system as a licensee's and local jurisdiction's primary means of public alert and notification for Wolf Creek Generating Station in Coffee County, Kansas. The agency signed a memorandum of understanding with the Federal Bureau of Investigation on the RAPBAC program, which will allow the NRC and licensees to receive notification of activity on individuals who hold positions of trust or who are under criminal justice supervision or investigation. Non-power reactors. The agency accepted the license application and commenced the timely safety review of the Shine Medical Technologies LLC operating license application to operate its medical isotope production facility located in Janesville, Wisconsin. The NRC issued a license amendment to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, authorizing a complete replacement of the analog instrumentation and control systems with an all-digital system and reactor console. Materials and waste. The staff completed approximately 1,500 radioactive materials licensing actions. The staff completed 11 integrated materials performance evaluation program reviews of agreement states. The NRC issued a revision to Regulatory Guide 8.39, Release of Patients Administered Radioactive Material, in April 2020. The agency completed the review of the agreement state application for Vermont, which became an agreement state on September 30th, 2019. The staff issued a revision to Inspection Manual Chapter 2800, Materials Inspection Program, on March 2nd, 2020. The changes to the chapter enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of the Materials Inspection Program and further risk-inform this program. The NRC issued a rule on March 18th, 2020, to authorize the use of modern individual monitoring devices in industrial radiographic, irradiator, and well logging operations. The agency issued orders approving the transfers of the La Crosse and Zion Units 1 and 2 licenses back to the original site owners upon completion of decommissioning activities at the site. The NRC issued orders approving the transfers of the Oyster Creek, Pilgrim, and Crystal River Unit 3 licenses for the purpose of decommissioning. The NRC issued reports for the Fuel Cycle Smarter Inspection Program and the Independent Spent Fuel Storage Installation Oversight Enhancements Initiatives to ensure safety as well as provide for a comprehensive and consistent inspection program. The agency endorsed the Independent Spent Fuel Storage Installation License and CASC Certificate of Compliance Format Content and Selection Criteria document to improve the spent fuel dry storage licensing process by applying risk insights to clarify the information required in certificates of compliance and technical specifications and removing or relocating details that are not risk significant to safety. The agency endorsed the ISVC License and CASC COC Format Content and Selection Criteria document to improve the spent fuel dry storage licensing process by applying risk insights to clarify the information required in certificates of compliance and technical specifications and removing or relocating details that are not risk significant to safety. The agency issued the license renewal for the Honeywell International Uranium Conversion Plant in Metropolis, Illinois, concluding that renewing the license would not pose an undue risk to public health and safety and will not significantly affect the quality of the environment. The NRC renewed the license for the Rancho Seco ISVC for an additional 40-year term. The renewed license includes implementation of an aging management program to ensure that important to safety structures, systems, and components will continue to perform their intended functions during the extended storage period authorized by the renewal. The NRC terminated the materials license for the General Atomics facility in San Diego, California. The agency conducted 11 public meetings and 2 nationwide public webinars to consult with host states and communities near decommissioning reactors to identify best practices for establishing and operating local community advisory boards, and provided the results of the public feedback in a report to Congress as required by the Nuclear Energy Innovation and Modernization Act. The NRC signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Environmental Protection Agency to improve coordination and cooperation in the regulation of in-situ recovery process of uranium extraction.
Agency-wide, the NRC continued to oversee the safe and secure operation of nuclear power plants and fuel cycle facilities, as well as the possession and use of radioactive materials. The agency completed the successful reunification of the Office of Nuclear Reactor Regulation and the Office of New Reactors, while maintaining the focus on safety and security. The NRC also established the Embark Venture Studio, concentrating on sustainable innovations and creative solutions, promoting a risk-informed approach within the Nuclear Reactor Safety Program. The agency stood up a coronavirus coordination team to rapidly address more than 60 emergent licensing requests and inspection impacts. In addition, the NRC pursued substantial rulemaking activities on topics including American Society of Mechanical Engineers codes and code cases, reactor vessel material surveillance, personnel dosimetry, low-level radioactive waste disposal, and petitions for rulemaking submitted by members of the public. The agency implemented fiscal year 2020 e-billing, a public-facing web-based application providing improvements for licensees in billing and paying NRC fees. The NRC issued 57 escalated enforcement actions under traditional enforcement, the reactor oversight process, and the construction reactor oversight process. 13 enforcement actions involved civil penalties, 9 were enforcement orders without a proposed civil penalty, and 35 were escalated notices of violation without a proposed civil penalty. The NRC published extensive research results on operating facility safety, severe accident analysis, improved methods for risk assessment, reliability of examination methods for primary system boundary components, seismic analysis, and fire modeling. The agency also signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Department of Energy on the Nuclear Energy Innovation Capabilities Act to support NRC readiness to review new nuclear technologies, as well as an addendum supporting cooperation on DOE's Advanced Reactor Demonstration Project. The NRC received 86 proposals for the Integrated University Program and awarded 45 grants in fiscal year 2019, 11 for faculty development, 14 for scholarships, 17 for fellowships, and 3 trade school or community college scholarships. The agency awarded $15 million in grants to 33 academic institutions. The NRC also awarded more than $2.85 million in grants to 8 minority-serving institutions in fiscal year 2019. International activities. On the international front, the NRC was part of U.S. delegations negotiating agreements for civil nuclear cooperation and participating in activities such as meetings of the Nuclear Suppliers Group, the International Atomic Energy Agency Board of Governors, the Group of 7 Nuclear Safety and Security Group, and the Joint Standing Committees on Nuclear Energy Cooperation. The NRC issued 47 licenses to export nuclear materials and equipment, issued an order prohibiting general license exports to Pakistan, and completed an assessment of regulatory readiness to export advanced reactors. The agency also supported the development of an enhanced regulatory infrastructure for radiological sources, research reactors, and nuclear power plant safety and security around the world. The NRC provided technical expertise and assistance funding, reinforcing U.S. government national security and foreign policy objectives. NRC staff members were part of U.S. delegations to international meetings addressing treaties and conventions, including the technical meeting of representatives to the Convention on the Physical Protection of Nuclear Materials and its amendment, but some conferences were postponed due to COVID-19. The NRC staff also facilitated numerous virtual meetings with regulatory counterparts in other countries after international travel was suspended due to the public health emergency. The NRC signed a first-of-a-kind memorandum of cooperation with the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission to increase regulatory effectiveness through collaboration on technical reviews of advanced and small modular reactors. And the NRC issued the U.S. National Report for the 8th Convention on Nuclear Safety to the International Atomic Energy Agency. The NRC prepared the report with the Institute for Nuclear Power Operations, the U.S. State Department, and the Department of Energy.
Administration. The agency processed 510 Freedom of Information Act requests, called FOIAs, and 93 appeals in fiscal year 2019. With 66 FOIA requests and 3 FOIA appeals in the backlog by the end of fiscal year 2019. The agency closed 76 investigations. In 93%, or 71 investigations, the Office of Investigations developed sufficient information to reach a conclusion about substantiated or unsubstantiated allegations of willful wrongdoing, exceeding the office's performance measure of 90% for fiscal year 2019. The NRC conducted agency outreach to audiences interested in NRC activities, including through the use of social media. The agency awarded and maintained a portfolio of approximately 835 contracts, blanket purchase agreements, purchase orders, interagency agreements, and grants with obligations in approximately $287 million in fiscal year 2019. Public meetings and involvement. The NRC conducted approximately 1,000 public meetings in the Washington, D.C. area and around the country, addressing a full range of NRC issues to support transparency with agency stakeholders. There were 10 full committee meetings of the Advisory Committee on Reactor Safeguards and approximately 40 subcommittee meetings in calendar year 2019. The Advisory Committee on Medical Uses of Isotopes held 6 public meetings in calendar year 2019. Most presentations were posted on the NRC website from the annual Regulatory Information Conference, where thousands of participants from around the world discussed the latest technical issues. The conference was canceled due to the COVID-19 public health emergency. During calendar year 2019, 813 meetings were scheduled. Of those, 114 were canceled and 699 were held. 59 closed meetings were also held. News and information. The agency maintained the NRC website and free listserv subscription services at www.nrc.gov/public-involve/listserv.html to post and distribute NRC news releases. The NRC shared information with the public using social media through platforms that address the major categories of social communication, with a focus on social networking and microblogging, Facebook and Twitter, respectively. In calendar year 2019, the agency gained nearly 1,500 followers on Twitter and sent approximately 485 tweets, and gained more than 1,400 page likes and published approximately 230 posts on Facebook. The NRC issued 176 news releases in fiscal year 2019. For more information on the agency's accomplishments, go to www.nrc.gov.
To contact the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, you can call 800-368-5642 or 301-415-7000. To access NRC information online, use www.nrc.gov.
For the Office of Public Affairs, call 301-415-8200 or by fax at 301-415-3716. By email to opa.resource@nrc.gov.
To contact the NRC Public Document Room, You can call 800-397-4209. The fax number for the document room is 301-415-3548.
Employment. To reach Human Resources, call 301-415-7400. For the General Counsel Intern Program, Honor Law Graduate Program, or 2-year Judicial Clerkship Program, call 301-415-1515.
For NRC contracting opportunities, please call 800-903-7227.
To reach the License Fee Help Desk, dial 301-415-7554 or email to fees.resource@nrc.gov.
The physical mailing address for the NRC is U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Washington, D.C., 20555-0001.
The delivery address is NRC Storage and Distribution Facility at 4934 Bolingbrook Parkway, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
To report an emergency involving a nuclear facility or radioactive materials, including any accident involving a nuclear reactor, nuclear fuel facility, or radioactive materials, lost or damaged radioactive materials, or any threat, theft, smuggling, vandalism, or terrorist activity involving a nuclear facility or radioactive materials, call the NRC's 24-hour Headquarters Operations Center at 301-816-5100. The NRC accepts collect calls, and the agency records all calls to this number. For non-emergency calls, including any concern involving a nuclear reactor, nuclear fuel facility, or radioactive materials, you may send an email to allegations@nrc.gov. However, because email transmission may not be completely secure, if you are concerned about protecting your identity, it is preferable that you contact us by telephone or in person. You may contact any NRC employee, including a resident inspector, or call NRC's toll-free safety hotline at 800-695-7403. Calls to this number are not recorded between the hours of 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. However, calls received outside these hours are answered by the Headquarters Operations Center on a recorded line. Some materials and activities are regulated by agreement states, and concerns should be directed to the appropriate state radiation control program, which can be found on the NRC website at www.nrc.gov.
Called OIG, the Office of the Inspector General at the NRC established a hotline to provide NRC employees, other government employees, licensee and utility workers, contractor employees, and the public with a means of confidentially reporting suspicious activity to OIG concerning fraud, waste, abuse, and employee or management misconduct. Mismanagement of agency programs or danger to public health and safety may also be reported through the hotline. It is not OIG policy to attempt to identify people contacting the hotline. People may contact OIG by telephone, through an online form, or by mail. There is no caller identification feature associated with the hotline or any other telephone in the Inspector General's office. No identifying information is captured when you submit an online form. You may provide your name, address, or telephone number if you wish. To call the OIG hotline, call 800-233-3497 between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. After hours, please leave a message.